We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Church, how are you today?
Great.
You're doing good. It's a hot one out there. I'm thankful for air conditioning. Hello to everybody online. We love you guys. Greetings. God bless you. My name is Chris Fluitt. I'm so blessed to be lead pastor here today. So glad to be sharing the Word of God with you today. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. We are in the week four of what is the name of our sermon series?
Chasing
Carrots. All right. Remember the imagery, carrot put before a donkey to manipulate the donkey to go wherever the carrot holder is. Our culture has carrots that they are leading us around. They're manipulating us with an endless pursuit. Always trying to get it, never obtaining it. Life manipulates us with these carrots. So many people are chasing something they will never catch. We've talked about the carrots of fame, money and things, and perfection. Today, I want to talk to you about approval. That is, if you approve. If you say that's okay. Look at somebody and say, do you approve of this? You got all those political messages. My name is so-and-so, and I approve of this message, right? How many of you might, just go ahead and we'll raise our hand on us here. How many of you might care a little too much about what others think? Is that you? Raise your hand if that's you. All right, cool. All right. It is possible that even while raising your hands, you were worried what someone around you might think. Right? Some of you might have been like, listen, that's not me, but I'm going to throw the pastor a bone. I appreciate that, but like that, you know, that might be a thing, right? My goodness. And I can tell you this, the pastor is sometimes the guiltiest of it. Pastor, I've never met a pastor that doesn't want an amen. And sometimes we've actually guilted people into saying amen. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Approval seeking is a manipulative carrot. So see if you relate to this thought. Although I have spent a great amount of time obsessing over someone's approval, I have rarely felt truly approved by them. I want you to think about those people you have chased down their approval. After all your chasing, after all your energy, after all the things you bought them, all the things you've done for them. Did you ever really feel approved by them? There is something about chasing the carrot of approval. The more we chase approval, the less we actually feel approved. I want to talk to you about the disease to please. Look at somebody say disease to please. Oh, man, now he's preaching. He's rhyming. You know he's preaching if he's rhyming, y'all. Author Harriet Breaker writes in the book about the disease to please. That's actually the name of her book. That people pleasing, people that aim to please, that it's actually a form of addiction. And just like a drug addict seeks drugs, people pleasers seek approval. Are you addicted to approval? Are you chasing this carrot? I want to tell you very quickly three problems with people pleasers. Three problems of people pleasers. Here's number one. You obsess about what others think. You don't just think about what others think. You actually obsess on it. Did they like my new outfit? Sometimes you are looking in the mirror about to buy something, but you aren't thinking, do I like this? You're thinking, will Patricia like this? Will so-and-so like this? If they don't like this, I don't like this. What is that? It's people-pleasing. Do they approve of my choice in music? That's such a strange thing. But I've actually had friends in the car before, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, high pressure. What song should I play? They don't look like a Cheap Trick person. Bieber? No. Something so silly as that, worrying about what are people going to think of my choice of music. We've done it. I've done it. My car, my house, do they like it? Do they think I'm successful? What kind of image is this putting forward? I really care about what they think. You know, I would get a new hairstyle, but what will others think of that hairstyle or this one? I want to be cool. Do they think I'm cool? Are we okay? This is a great one. Are we okay? We think a lot about, every once in a while I go through the motions of, I think that person's mad at me. I think that, are we okay? Are we all right? Do they still like me? I hope they like me. And I can't go on until I find out that they like me because I'm really, really worried about it. So I pull out my phone and I text them, hey, how are you? And I wait by the phone and I'm like, oh my goodness. And then the little bubbles come up on the phone. It means they're about to text. I'm like, it's happening. And then the bubbles go away and my day's ruined. What were they going to say? They looked down. They thought they were going to say something. Then they're like, nah. And that ruins my day. Some of y'all are going to do that to me. Don't do that to me. But we obsess over what people think. Number two, people pleasers are often overly sensitive to criticism. Your boss gives you some negative feedback and you're just ready to quit over it. Like you've been working there and the boss goes, you know, you're doing a great job here, Eileen. You're just really doing great. But can I talk to you about this one? I quit. I'm out of here. I don't need this kind of negativity in my life. You put your work on display and you receive 100 compliments, but you receive that one criticism. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Which one do you think about? Do you think of the 100 compliments or do you think about the one criticism? What is that? I'm a failure because not 100% of people approved of my art or the thing that I was doing, my work. That's how this carrot works. If 100% of people do not agree, like, and love, and approve, then I'm a failure because I must have complete approval. How's that working for anybody in this house? Has anybody mastered complete approval? Oh no, you'll never get it. Because we are overly sensitive to critics, what do? We avoid it. We run from it or we completely shut down. Isn't that true? Have you ever received criticism and you just completely shut down on that person? You're just like giving them that look. And guess what? If you don't listen to feedback, that's only hurting you because you're missing an opportunity to grow and to improve. All right, so people pleasing, you obsess about what others think, and you are overly sensitive to criticism. And here's that third thing. You have a hard time saying no. People pleasers have a hard time saying no. What will they think if I say no? They ask you to do something and your heart says, I don't have the emotional or physical strength to do this right now. I just can't. I can't even. I just can't do it. And then your brain is saying, have you seen your schedule? There is no way this will fit into your schedule. So you have your heart, you have your brain yelling these things at you, but your mouth says, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Yeah, everyone in here has done it. Yes, most of y'all helped me move recently. I know. You don't want to do this, but your mouth is leading you to do this, and it could be not out of love, but out of a fear of what other people think. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, so I end up buying whatever else someone is selling. Maybe you're one of those people, right? I have bought wrapping paper. That as I was buying the wrapping paper, I was like, I'm never going to use this. I should just give this kid $5 and be done with this. I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to use this. But they know this about you. They school starting, it won't be too long. So they send out their little army of children with these little magazines. Go, can you pick something? I'm trying to win a prize at school. Just jump to the chase, take the kid to Amazon, and you pick out a prize, and let's just be done with all this insanity. My gosh. You've bought magazines from people you knew you would never read because they asked for it, and it's It's one thing to want to help somebody, but it's another thing to be fearful of what they think if you will say no. How about this one? You've gone to parties that you didn't want to go to. Anybody? Yeah, you've done things you did not even want to go, but everybody wanted you to go, and you were worried about what they thought, so you went. You hung out with people you don't even feel comfortable with. Someone could even keep dating somebody they don't even like because they're worried. They're thinking to themselves, how can I break this off with them and they still like me and approve of me and not think bad things about me? That is how I ended up marrying Sarah. See, she was worried about this. Poor Sarah. Too late. This sermon's too late for her. All right. If you're finding yourself overcommitted right now, ask yourself, do I have the disease to please? God's word speaks about seeking the approval of others. In Scripture, there's an often referred to passage, a little phrase. Here it is. The fear of men. Can you say that? The fear of men. This carrot of approval really is centered in fear. Let's nail that down. What you're feeling is fear. And Scripture also tells us that it's a trap. It's a trap. Proverbs 29:25. Read this verse with me. Fear of men will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Fear of man will prove to be a what? A snare. Now that's not a drum there, like a drum on the drum kit. That is a trap. That's what that means. The fear of men will prove to be a trap. A snare is a trap that catches an animal. It grabs onto them and it doesn't let them go. The Hebrew here actually implies a hook through the nose of an animal. Think about that for a second, or if it bothers you too much, don't think about that. You've heard the term being led around by the nose. That's literally what's happening here. This trap of fearing men, this trap of seeking the approval of others is like a hook through your nose leading you around. If I had a hook up here and I just invited anyone to come receive that hook through their nose, who would raise their hand for anybody? Nobody. But guess what? You are literally doing that, the Bible says, when you are worrying, fearful of what other people think. When an animal is caught in a trap, they'll do anything to get out of that trap. We all know that an animal that's got its leg caught in a trap, sometimes it will gnaw its leg off. You'll just see a leg in the trap, and that thing has tried to crawl away. They'll do anything. They will lose their limbs to break free from the snare. Yet today, maybe you do not feel the way, that same urgency about this approval trap. Maybe you're justifying it with, well, you know, I'm just a people pleaser. That's just my personality. I want you to get serious about this. Get serious about this. Get this, whatever you have to do to break free, seriousness about this subject. Decide with me today. I've struggled for way too long to gain the approval of others. Those three battles people pleasers have. I am going to stop obsessing about what others think. I will stop being overly sensitive to criticism, and I will allow myself the ability to say no. Grab a hold of that today. All three of those points. The fear of men is not just a mental psychological issue. Okay, maybe you're just saying, oh, it's all in the mind. We'll just be able to think our way through this. It's not just that. And it's not just emotional self-esteem issue. You know, if I just look in the mirror and I, you know, every morning just give myself a pep talk, I'll be able to work through all this. Nope, not going to work. And it's not just a relationship issue. My goodness, if I just read Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, I will have all this sorted out. No. The fear and obsession of approval is a spiritual issue. Everyone say spirit. this is a spiritual issue. Here's what Apostle Paul says about the subject in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. He says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." We have to decide what our goal is, don't we? Yeah, do we want the approval of humans or do we want the approval of God? Do we want to please people? Do we want to serve people? Nothing wrong with pleasing people. Nothing wrong with serving people. But is that your number one goal? Or do you, as your number one priority, want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ? You got to decide that. You've got to decide that. Not only do you have to decide that once, you have to decide it over and over and over again. You need to decide it every day of your life. We have this thing in Christianity sometimes where we're like, back in 1982, I decided I was going to serve the Lord Jesus. And then you're like, wait, you haven't been back to church since 1982. And they're like, yeah, but I made that decision long ago. You got to make that decision again, partner. Let's make that decision again. You got to make that decision over and over again. Before today's over, make your decision. I'm going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ today. Now, Paul isn't telling us. This is good news. Here's what he's not telling us. He's not telling us to be a rude jerk and aim for making everyone angry by doing what they disapprove of. And I've met some Christians that are a little bit like that, right? Oh my gosh, I see you've got a problem with this. Well, let me just rub this scripture all in your face. Here, I got a Bible. Just look at that. Like, no. No, God's not wanting you to be a jerk face. You can quote me on that. Put it on Twitter. Pastor Fluid says, God does not want me to be a jerk face. All right. He is saying that above all else, we must seek God's approval. Do you agree that that's what that scripture is saying? Absolutely. I have two facts for you, two of them. Here's the number one. It is impossible to have the approval of every human on earth. Impossible. It will not happen. I can't even get the approval of everyone in my minivan. I wish that were true. I'm going to be driving those little kids to school in the morning. Pray for me, all right? It's impossible to get the approval of every human on earth. Someone is always going to disapprove of you. You can find the most amazing video on YouTube. You can do this. You go look. Just look for the cutest cat video or the sweetest little baby video, or the most amazing talent on display. You go look at it. Be blown away by their talent. Now just scroll down a little bit and look at the likes. Because if they have 1,000 likes, I bet there's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 dislikes. Sometimes it's crazy. It's absolutely insane. People will dislike those crazy things. And then if you're really brave, go down to the comment section. Don't do that. Don't go down to the comment section. It's just terrible. It's a terrible place to be. You do not need that kind of negativity in your life. All right. But there is always going to be someone in your life who pushes the dislike button. And for various reasons. And sometimes they have good reasons, but a lot of times they don't. Some people in your life don't want you to be successful, and your success comes along and they're like, dislike, and you're like, and they're raining on your parade. Don't let that happen, okay? Don't let somebody push the dislike button and then control your entire destiny, all right? Don't do that. It's impossible to have the approval of all people on planet Earth. Number two, this one's huge. I've been waiting all week to tell you this one. Here it is. It is possible to have God's approval. It is possible to have the God of all creation. It's possible for him to be happy and smiling at you. Is that some good news? Now, I think this is some news to some people, but you listen. You can please him. You can be approved of him. You can make him laugh and be happy. Maybe you have the wrong picture of God. Anybody ever that picture of God? It's an old Greek god picture of like Zeus sitting up on a cloud, and he's got what in his hand? He's got a big lightning bolt. And what is he doing with the lightning bolt? He is aiming. He's looking down. He sees you, perhaps. And he's like, I'm just waiting. It's like there's this picture, and a lot of people have this picture of God, that God is up there, and he's got some kind of like sniper spirit rifle, and he's got it pointed at you, and he's like, oh, they're about to mess up good, and I'm going to take them out. You got that picture of God? There are people that have that picture of God. That is not the God of the Bible. That is not the God who sent his only son into the world. That is not true. You think he's up there, and since God knows everything, you think he already knows I'm going to mess up, and if he already knows I'm going to mess up, he's already mad at me before I mess up. People have this picture, right? Like, oh my goodness, it's crazy. Basically, you have the picture of an angry God you can never get the approval of. You need to get a new picture. You need to throw that picture out. You need to that picture out of the frame, put a new picture in that frame. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17 says this about you and God. The Lord your God is with you. The mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in who? In you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Do you have this kind of picture of God? You need to have this kind of picture of God. God delights in you. Even when you have hacked off everybody you know, God still delights in you. This scripture is specifically talking to Israel, who did a lot of wrong, who messed up over and over again, who failed him, who disobeyed God countless times, who was just a cotton-headed ninny muggins over and over again. And the prophet says, God takes great delight in you. Receive that today. That's your picture of God from now on. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you. Do you realize that there is a day coming where you will never hear another negative criticism about you? There is a day coming in heaven. All those things will be passed away. They will be no more, and you will never have another rebuke. All you will have is love. That's coming. Anybody looking forward to that? Instead of rebuke, God rejoices over you with singing. Does your God rejoice over you? Do you understand that? Do you understand when you wake up, God rejoices over you? I'm sorry to go the baby route, but this is the best way I can think about it, Leroy. We had this baby, little baby in a crib, and the baby's asleep, and we're just like, oh, the baby's asleep. We're just going to be here. And we're just loving the baby. What's the baby doing? Just sleeping. It's not doing anything. It's probably filling up a diaper, but we don't care. We're rejoicing over it. It's like, oh, that's so good. It's so good. And then the baby wakes up. We're like, oh, hello. Hello. We're rejoicing over the baby. Do you understand? You are beloved. You are his delight. You are his child. You wake up every morning to a father who feels that way about you. The Father in heaven delights in you. Does your God sing? Oh, I want to hear him sing one day. He sings, and he sings. What does he sing about? He sings about you. Oh, my. Get that picture of God. Do you want God's approval today? I want God's approval. I don't want to just call myself a Christian. I want God's approval. It's not enough to just say I'm a Christian. I want God to approve of me. I don't want to just join a denomination or a group. I want God's approval. I don't want to focus on someone else's approval. I want the approval of God. I did not come to church today to get your approval. I did not worship today to make you think high thoughts about me. I did not come to this altar today for you to think holy thoughts about me. I am here to win the approval of God and then to walk in the approval of God. Who wants God's approval today? You want God's approval? You can have it. This is important to talk about. We'll talk about it really quick. Then you want God's approval? It's important to know what God approves of. Read your Bible. Look at someone and say, read your Bible. There should never be dust on a Bible. There should never, if you've got so many Bibles in your church, in your house, that some of them get dusty, then that means you're supposed to have a Bible study and give that Bible away. Okay? That's what you should do. Read your Bible, receive His Word, and then obey His Word. That's how you find out what He approves of. Pray. God approves of prayer. You know, one of the most important prayers that He approves of? It's called repentance. And it's when you've done wrong, when you've been walking the wrong way, you repent and you ask God to forgive you and you turn back towards God, and you will walk into immediate approval if you do that. You want approval? You will never have God's approval without repentance, somebody. Actively desire what God approves. When you actively desire God's approval, you will gladly turn away from everything else. Worship God, but not to gain His approval. Worship God because you have His approval. And do you know what God approves of most? It's not a thing, it's a who. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus is what God approves of most. Have Jesus and you'll have God's approval. Live like Jesus, you'll have God's approval. Treat your enemies like Jesus treated His enemies, you'll have God's approval. Love the unlovable like Jesus, you'll have God's approval. If you have Jesus, that is the most God-approving thing on the face of the universe. Love God and love others. Jesus told us to do that. And then walk in His approval because God approves of me, I am confident and I can do all things. I can do anything. I'm approved of by God and He gives me His strength. How I treat others will come from a place of God's approval. Not anger, not fear, not lust. Too often we are treating people from a place of anger, fear, or lust. But what if you stood under the place of Christ where you are a child of God and now you treat people from that place of approval? In this place of approval, I've been forgiven of all my shortcomings and all my failures. So what should I do when someone has a shortcoming and failure? Are y'all with me? Forgive them. When I'm standing in the place of love, that approved place of love, how should I treat somebody? With love. Do you understand? I'm standing in the place of provision that flows from a place of approval. What should I then apply to people that are in need? I should become a provider myself. Do you understand this? Stand in that place of approval. I wanted to give you a sentence that will change the world. It's such a simple thing. Here it is. I don't care if they like me or not. I'm going to serve Jesus. I'm going to say that sentence one more time. You can say it. I don't care if they like me or not, I'm going to serve Jesus. There are so many people that have let the approval of others, the worry and the fear, keep them from taking the next step in serving Jesus Christ. I relate so much to this idea because for way too long in my young adult life, I worried about the approval of others. I went to a youth conference, a youth worship thing for several days, and it changed my life. I heard a girl give a testimony about this very thing. And it's so hard. It's so strong on my heart right now. I'm going to share it with you. Not in my notes at all. There was this girl who was in her senior year, and she had a dream. She was in her dream going to the basketball court where she had so much success. And she looked up there in pride. She looked up there and she saw on the scoreboard, it said the number of state championships 2. and it said the number of times she was all regional and all state, and the number of varsity letters that she had. And she felt so accomplished, the number of points scored, the records that she actually set for her school. And she was beaming in this dream with pride. And then on the other side of the scoreboard was a big zero. And she asked in her dream, "What is that number?" And the voice said, "This is what you have done for me." And she woke up. She told that testimony right there when I was just about 17 years old. And it hit me in the heart because I had thought so much about obtaining great, powerful things, mainly because of what others would think. Oh man, look, he's achieved so much. He's really good at these things. And then I knew that I had a big, fat zero on the other side of that scoreboard. And I decided right then and there, I don't care about what other people think of me. I don't care if they like me or not. I am going to serve Jesus, and I'm going to put up some big numbers for him. I'm going to do some big things for the Lord. And I want to tell you, this is what's so amazing. I went back to school, and friend after friend after friend came to church with me. I drove a little Pontiac Grand Am, a 1992 Pontiac Grand Am, and I filled it with kids coming to church. It was packed to the brim, all right? It was dangerous at times. They were just sitting on each other, and I brought them to church, and one after another, they received the Lord Jesus. They were baptized in his wonderful name. They were filled with his Holy Spirit. It transformed my life. It was so powerful. And I also had more success in school than I ever had. I went to state. I had these big dreams. You got to go to state. You got to have all these things. When I put first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, I stepped under the approval of God. I stepped under the blessing of God. And then all these things will be added unto you. I'm a living witness, because the other side of the scoreboard, I thought the other side of the scoreboard was going to go down in order for the... No, that's not how it works with God. When you put him up, it all rises. It all goes to the top, and it's all blessed. That's how it works. Young people, not just young people, but older crowd, all of you, everyone in this house, we need to be thinking about the things of God. Start doing those things of God, and you will find such approval in your life. Everyone say approval. Approval. Everyone say idolatry. Good. Approval seeking can be idolatry. What is idolatry? Idolatry is the worship, love, adoration of something other than the true God. When you love what others think about you more than what God thinks about you, that is idolatry. When you hang on the words of others but don't care what God says, you don't care about his word, that is idolatry. When you obsess over your Instagram likes and your social following more than the liking and following of God, it is idolatry. Are you with me? There were people in the very presence of Jesus Christ, the one who did miracles. Did he do miracles, y'all? The one who created all things. Did Jesus Christ create all things? God Almighty wrapped in flesh. Is that who Jesus was? They stood in the very presence of all of that, and they chose an idol of approval over the true God. John chapter 12 says it so well, verse 42 and 43. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him. They believed in him. Is it important to believe in him? Absolutely, but watch next. But because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved human praise more than the praise from God. So they believed, but because of their fear of men, they did not acknowledge their faith, and they ended up loving human praise more than the praise of God. Do not fear men. Your fear of what others think can actually stop you from God's approval. You have to decide what is more important today, God's approval or man's approval. In a few moments, we're going to talk to God. Wherever you are in this house, I encourage you to talk to God. I'm also going to challenge you to come talk to God at the front of this stage. And maybe that's a little bit out of your comfort zone, but it's good to be uncomfortable a little bit when you're challenging yourself to come further. I challenge you to leave behind your fear. I challenge you to come today and overcome your fear of what other people think in this room and come talk to God. Drop your fear of what others think and embrace God's approval. In the past, you may have let this fear of others keep you from receiving prayer, keep you from worshiping, or keep you from obeying, but you're going to make up your mind today. Today, I choose to serve Jesus. Some of you may need to walk down here without your boyfriend or girlfriend. Some of you might need to walk down here without your spouse, but make up your mind. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I am going to serve the Lord Jesus today. You're coming to talk to a God who loves you. He accepts you. He approves of you. Your worth isn't based on what any other person thinks. Your worth is based on what God thinks about you. I want you to embrace that. I want you to hold on to that. I want you to believe that today. You can't please everyone, but you can please God today. And because of Christ, because of what he did on the cross, because of his grace that covers you, you can stand in the approval of God today. I'm going to pray. As I pray, I'm going to close my eyes. And when I open my eyes, I want to see this altar packed out with people that want the approval of God and reach out to God. Come on right now, Redemption Church. Let's come talk to God in this place. Father, I pray for every person in the room, everybody watching, listening online. God, set us free from this trap, from this snare, God. Lord, forgive us for chasing after this thing that we will never catch. God, forgive us, God. Lord, for not following after you. Forgive us, God, for not doing great things for you out of fear of other people. Lord, I repent of the fear of men today. Lord, I surrender my life to you, God. I want to serve you, and I don't care what other people think about it. God, I want to worship you today, and I don't care what anyone else thinks about it. I want to be a soul winner, and I don't care what anyone else thinks about it. I want to walk in the calling and the favor and the anointing of your Spirit, and I don't care what anyone else thinks about it, in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you don't care about what others are thinking, why don't you reach out to the Lord like you never have before, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, reach out to him right now. Thank you, Lord.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.